Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. For decades, Cubans have needed exit visas to travel out of their country, a separate document from a simple passport that restricts travel. They've been enormously unpopular in Cuba, generally difficult to obtain, and exit visas are generally expensive. This change continues reforms promised by Cuba's President Raul Castro. It comes into effect early next year. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford has been reporting on this development from Havana. She joins us now. Sarah, dancing in the streets in Havana?
Well, not just yet, but certainly huge relief. As you say, a very unpopular piece of legislation, which meant until now that any Cuban who wanted to leave this island had to get government permission to do so and had to pay what for Cubans was a huge amount of money. It would cost up to $350 to get the paperwork needed for to leave the island. That's an invitation letter from the country you're visiting and an exit permit from the Cubans. So given that the monthly average salary here in Cuba is $20, that's obviously a very big obstacle to travel. And also, it, of course, gave the government huge control over who could move in and out of the island. And that's something which is now changing, although I should say some restrictions will stay in place.
Sarah, if this goes into effect on January 14th, would we expect an exodus from Cuba as people line up to get just a regular, you know, approval to leave the country? I mean, I guess they don't even need it if they don't need exit visas anymore. Or does the country trust, the government trust, that people aren't going to want to leave in waves that they once did?
I think it's a very good question. I think we will see even longer queues at embassies here in Havana, because don't forget, any Cuban who wants to travel will now need to get a visa for the country they want to visit. The vast majority of countries still keep a visa system in place for Cuba, and perhaps even those regulations might be tightened by other countries.
So the possibility of governments restricting the ability of Cubans to get visas because this restriction is off may mean the relaxing of this restriction will have nil to no effect.
Well, no, I do think it means that there will be more people now who feel it's possible to travel. They will be trying to get visas for countries they want to visit, definitely. And I think psychologically it has a huge impact. It is a massive new freedom for Cubans that their government has given them after more than 50 years of very, very tight restrictions. So it does have huge impact. But there are still restrictions. For example, the new regulation says that the government will still keep measures to protect what it calls human capital of the revolution. Now, what that actually means is doctors, highly trained and highly valued professionals here, who the government argues it spent a lot of money training, and it argues that the United States is basically looking to rob. It talks about a talent theft by the United States. So there will still be restrictions for people like doctors, and possibly for government critics too, for dissidents too. In the small print of the law, it does say that the government, what you need now to travel is an updated passport, and it says when it comes to updating the passport, that can be refused for a whole variety of reasons, including, it says, other reasons of public interest defined by the authorities. So there is still a caveat there, which will, I think, mean some restrictions still remain.
And this notion of talent theft is actually quite real in the baseball playoff season here in the United States. You can see it on the field. Before we go, what's next? Owning a sugar plantation, private ownership of sugar plantations in Cuba?
Well, I think foreign investment is a big deal here, and certainly there has been a lot of talk about the need for more foreign investment, even state economists talking about the need for those restrictions to be eased so that there can be more money coming into the country. And in fact, that's what this travel restriction change is all about too. The government argues that these people who want to travel from Cuba now are trying to do it for economic reasons, not political reasons. What they want is to make it easier for people to be able to travel so that they can then come back to the island, bringing money and bringing new knowledge, new skills back to the island too, to help this economy here, which of course is struggling to recover, to grow again.
No more exit visas needed for Cubans who want to travel early next year. That's the latest reform in Cuba. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting from Havana. Thanks so much.